just sharing about the word sadhu, because we say it a lot. I'm not sure if everyone understands it the same way I do. So I find that a very amazing word. So the basic understanding is a rejoicing. So I'm very happy to hear that, to see that. Another one, I find it also means thank you, kan en. When I say sadhu, I imply that meaning. Another one is I'm very, not just I am happy to see all this happening, I'm happy for you. Things grow, see things go well. So it's like one word. So much meaning. Don't need to add anything.
Correct.
Sadhu, sadhu.
In fact, under the four Brahma Vihara, the Buddha also have a word for it. Mudita. Rejoicing with the wholesomeness of others or yourself. When you hear good Dhamma, you rejoice. When you hear people benefiting, you rejoice. It's better than developing the opposite of it, which is envy and jealousy. Especially in office. If your colleague get promoted, most people, what happen? If your friend, of course, wow, sadhu, sadhu, very good. But if it's not your friend, your competitor, you expect to be promoted, you didn't get, he get, does the Dhamma still apply? Because the reality, he was chosen. Whether fair or unfair, not important, understand? It's better to have a wholesome thought, rejoice. Yeah, must be his indirectly like good karma, understand? Well, he can get it, understand? That is the reality. How he move, whether he go back door or what, that one, he has his own karma, like being fit now, understand? No need to know, understand? That's why people are just the way they are. Selfish, deluded, violent, they will do things their way. But if they have sincerity, they have honesty, humility, virtue, they will be the way they are. Their karma will be different. They will reap what they sow. So all this will become very clear. As you cultivate, the Dhamma unfold and make everything very clear. Then you suddenly like straighten your view until your whole life change. Until people can see one. I can advise you. Maybe share with you. A lot of my Kayamita told me already, when they change, surprisingly, their wife know. They come and tell me, you better go and see Brother Teo. Because last time the husband Tai Lam Yan, understand? Everything he decide, never let the wife decide. But after attending my class, he asked the wife, what do you like to eat? Today we follow you. Then after that, because the husband happened to be my somebody I know. Then the wife, they visited me. Then the wife came and thanked me. I encourage my husband to attend your class. Maybe I'm a man, can trust. So, there are a lot of such situations. In fact, among our Kayamita also. After one of the Kayamita, their wife, came to know me and attended my Thursday class. And after that, the wife also managed to get him to attend my Thursday class. Then you know what happened? After about 2 months or so, they took us for lunch, treat. Then the husband told me, Brother, thank you. I said, why? He said, you have made my life so much better. You know, no more misunderstanding like last time, understand? Otherwise, I tell you, not easy.
On the topic of envy, just now you mentioned example of promotion. Actually, I had a few interesting discoveries when I was still working. I think 2017, 2018, when I just started attending the retreat. Then I went back to work in Singapore. And in corporate life, there were many chances to go through lucky draws. Small ones, big ones, annual dinners or department or Christmas or something, get lucky draw. Then I noticed after you know, like the all the retreat asking to be aware of your emotions, your feelings,
yeah, yeah,
all
yeah,
that.
Yeah.
Then I realized I'm actually disappointed.
Yeah.
Does that mean I'm greedy? Then I look at the top price, huh, get one football. why I won? I really, it was very interesting.
Yeah,
my
self-discovery. Yeah.
Then I think back, when I was younger, I could be happy one of whoever got first prize, I was so happy.
Yeah.
Why not want to number one all the time? So it was very interesting soul-searching journey. I really go and find out and dig out
all the
thing I accumulated inside my brain.
Sadhu. But there is a way, when she become more aware through all this sharing, then she actually want to find out why all this. When young, not working that time, no such ambition and all those things, then all this defiling thought doesn't arise. But as you go into society, enter the corporate life, then all this starts to happen. So this is how she learned her way. Then for us, cultivator of the way, we go into sati first, stabilize it, then realize the answer or understanding ourselves, then we transform and move.